This is the Mr. Chris MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 5. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
What up, what up, what? What up, podcast land? It's your boy, Mr. Chris, in the building, and we are on episode number 5 in the MIE Motivational Podcast. And MIE stands for Motivate, Inspire, and Encourage, because that's what we do on this podcast right here. If you listen to my other podcast, which is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, we talk about dance class, technique, class structure. But in this one, I always try to take some dance lessons and show you how they apply to life lessons. So things that happen during dance, it could be class, it could be a performance, any kind of experience that I've gone through, I like to share that with the listeners just to keep you motivated, to keep you encouraged. And to keep you motivated, keep you inspired, and keep you encouraged all at the same time, because these stories do that to me. So before I can share it with you, it happens to me. And basically, I'm just documenting or just sharing with you my journey and kind of what I'm going through, lessons that I learned, the good and the bad. Because, you know, everything's not always good, everything's not always bad, but we can learn from every lesson. If you want to shoot me an email, shoot it to chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. If you have any suggestions, any podcast content that you want me to cover, just hit me up right there. Also, I am doing my speaking tour as well, going around to schools doing that. So if you want to have me come to your school to do any speaking or dancing, send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. All right, so the title of this podcast, episode number 5, is called Always, Always, Always Be Ready. That's all I have to say. Just always, always, always be ready, right? The whole motivation behind this podcast, it comes from a couple of different events that I'm going to share with you that just happened. Like, they just happened, like this month. And it was crazy, but it's a life lesson, and it teaches you that no matter what, always be ready. Even if you don't see something happening, prepare yourself. Train yourself, study, do the behind the scenes work, because you don't know what's going to happen on the other side. I used to be in a group called Cold Premier. It was an R&B group, and we didn't have a record deal, we didn't have any performances, nobody wanted us to come play for them, none of that. But what we would do is we always ran so that our cardio can be up. We always sang so the vocals can be tight. And then we would do something every once in a while where we'd go downtown to the Coliseum and we would run the stairs and get the cardio up. But then right when we were there, we would picture ourselves in that Coliseum performing. Sometimes we yell out loud, we'd be like, Denver, we love you. We ain't been to no Denver, we ain't going to Denver. Denver don't want us, Denver don't know us. But in our minds, we knew that we were going to be in Denver one day. We were going to travel the world. And it happened not when we did travel the world, when we did get a record deal, but it happened when we were there on the steps and nobody was watching. So we were preparing ourselves. So that was one lesson that I learned from my group Cold Premier. Shout out to the CP crew for life. Because I always say everything that I learned in life, everything that I'm doing in my profession, I did learn with Cold Premier, with Cold Crush, with the Floor Rockers, right? And so it taught me to always be ready. Now, fast forward to me teaching that to my students. So no matter how many stories I tell them, because I talk all the time, right? I'm giving speeches all the time. I mean, you know, when you're passionate about something, you just go. I mean, it comes out of your soul. So I tell them stories, but nothing can replace, like, when they go through it. And I love that in training students in dance, they not only get to hear me speak, learn moves from me, but we get to get kind of in situations where they get life lessons and it comes to life for them. So the first one, I have 3 points on this. My first point is always be ready, because you never know how fast You have to learn something. You never know. Now, coming off of the jump convention, one of the things that one of the dancers, actually a few of the dancers said was, you know, some of the choreography was so fast, right? It was a different tempo, it was different speed. When I went into class, they were teaching boom, 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 5, 6, 7, 8. And it was like, I had to up my game. But that right there got their minds thinking, got their minds getting ready to prepare for speed. Now, little did they know, right when they got back, so we come back from convention, that's the vibe. So even in class, and we're like, we're gonna work on speed. How fast you learn something. So even from the minis all the way up to the seniors, start teaching things faster. For what? We don't know. We have no idea. It's just a lesson that we learned from convention. We're going to apply it to real life. So we're doing that. Then we get an email. And there is a dancewear store here in Nashville called Bellissimo. And they invited us to do a music video shoot. It wasn't just us. It was a whole bunch of studios, right? Do a music video shoot for the Nashville Predators. Shout out to the Nashville Preds. They made a good run. Did not win the Stanley Cup, but they did give that thing a fight. And this city was jumping. I will tell you that Nashville was in the building. Everybody was like, these fans are bananas. They was showing up and showing out, right? So, but leading up to that, it was like promo for it, stand with us, let's make a music video, all these hashtags. So we go in there and they had a choreographer. Shout out to Shy Lopez. Told the dancers, we're gonna meet on the bridge. We're gonna give you 30 minutes to learn choreography, and then we're shooting the video. Now, one of the dancers, Will, shout out to my man Will, he got interviewed, and they asked him what was one of the challenges, and he said, we had to learn the choreography in 30 minutes and then perform it, right? But here's what I said. Although they had to learn, and they did, they went up on the bridge, they killed it. The video was awesome. You can see it if you go to my Instagram, which is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, as well as Nashville School of Dance and Music. It's on YouTube as well. Run This Town, nice video supporting the Nashville Preds, right? So they killed it. But the lesson that I got from that is always be ready, because they had to learn that thing in 30 minutes and deliver it like they've been performing this thing all the time. So that's my first point. Always be ready, always prepare yourself, because you never know how fast things come at you. No matter what it is, whether it's in business, whether it's in school, in life, you never know what comes to you and how you're gonna have to respond to it. And you always wanna be, you don't wanna be caught off guard, but even if you are, you can lean on the fact that you've prepared yourself for whatever comes your way because you're staying ready. My second point. Always be ready, because you never know when somebody wants you to do something, right? So not only that, we weren't even ready for the music video, right? Didn't know that word that was gonna come in. But then after that, the local media wanted to interview a few people, right, from each studio. Channel 4, Channel 5, and so we get another email. Would you mind coming to Channel 4? Would you mind coming to Channel 4? Now, they thought that it was just gonna be an interview. Like, the dancers was like, you know, they're just gonna ask a couple questions, like, what's up, how'd you like doing the video? Are you pumped about the Preds? They had on their Preds jerseys, they was ready. Little did they know that when they got there, they were like, would you guys mind doing the dance that you did in the video? Now, my man Michael, he was like, I didn't even work on that since the last time we did the video. That was like maybe a week apart, right? So he shot the video, a week goes by. Now, they're dancers, so they're also rehearsing for nationals. They got all sorts of choreography. They got regular class, all sorts of choreography coming in and out. So in their brain, it's dance, 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 dance. But when they got called to Channel 4, Channel 5, they had to go and recall the dance that they learned without even rehearsing it. But listen, because they were ready, right? They had already been preparing for speed. They had already been training, right? It's not something that you go into and you just lost in the sauce. Like, I totally forgot all of that. No, because they've been preparing to be able to recall dances, right? And when they rehearse, they have to remember choreography. When they go to nationals, they have to remember dances that they did at the beginning of the year. Always, always stay ready, because you never know what somebody's gonna ask for, right? So not only how fast they're gonna ask for, but you never know what. But if you prepare for all of it, right? If you just, like if you're in school, if you're just studying in general, just keeping your brain sharp. When it comes test time, You might not even know what all the questions are going to be, but because your brain is like, you've been studying behind the scenes a lot of things. Your brain is sharp. You're able to recall some things that were in the past. Last one is this one. Point number three. So my girl, Nicole C. Mullen, shout out to Nicole. Awesome, awesome, awesome Christian artist. I actually toured with her for years, and she asked me to do choreography on a video of hers called Hey Girl. It was wonderful. Video is out on YouTube right now. But then, little did I know, now I'm preparing for all this. We're doing preds. We're getting ready for nationals. We're doing all this other stuff. Nicole just shoots me a text with a song attached to it. And all she said is, can you do this? Now, I wasn't ready for her to send me a choreography project, right? But because I have been preparing the whole time, just working on choreography in general, when it came, I was ready. Here it is. Like, a lot of times, even as a choreographer, as a teacher, when there's no classes going on, I find myself on my Evernote just jotting down maybe one count of eight, two counts of eight, because you never know when you might need it. Now, I didn't even have a class coming up, but I had a certain four counts of eight that I started. I just titled it Vibes, right? I was just vibing that day. Listen to this. When she called, I knew, right? And I listened to the song. Immediately, I had moves to go with that. I was like, oh, I already got it. Did I have it because I was ready for her to send that? No, no, no. I was ready for anything to happen. A class, a workshop, a music video, right? Because that's what I want to do. When you're passionate about something, prepare behind the scenes so that when you get ready to get out in public, you are ready. And that's my third point. Always stay ready, because you don't even know when you're going to be put on the spot, right? So you don't know how fast you're going to learn it. You don't even know what they're going to ask you to do. Sometimes you might get put on the spot right there. Can you do this? The answer is yes, yes, and more yes. So what about you? My challenge to you is to, no matter what field you're in, no matter who you are, you could be a student, you could be a business person, no matter what, but my dance lesson, teacher's life lesson is always stay ready. Prepare yourself, grind behind the scenes, right? Get it in when nobody's watching, so that when everybody's watching, you can shine. It's your boy, Mr. Chris, in the building. And that's episode number 5 of the MIE podcast. Always, always, always stay ready. And I'm out.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.